Perhaps to most travelers, the new Cayman Islands won't say much, but many divers are familiar with this place. Certainly, these islands nestled in the Caribbean Sea have long been only the refuge of complacent and resolute bankers, and tourism was very little. So, how to explain to the most mischievous that Cayman Islands go far beyond their emblazoned worldwide role as a tax haven? These islands are located south of Cuba, in the deepest point of the Caribbean, on the Cayman Trench that sinks to more than 9,800 feet. They are British islands, or rather, a British protectorate, which offers advantages and disadvantages. On the one hand, they are quiet, safe islands, with a truly remarkable organization for tourism, while on the other, they are quite expensive. The Grand Cayman's territory extends for 28 miles and is flat and partially marshy. The Aborigines, who probably populated the islands in the past, have left no trace of their presence, and the first man to sight them was Christopher Columbus in 1503. 7 Mile Beach is a long stretch of fine white sand that runs the length of West Bay. It actually measures just over 5 miles and is the most famous, popular, and beloved beach in the Grand Cayman. The island's most exclusive villas are also located here. Although the culture belongs more traditionally to the West Indies, the British influence is very present. These rich constructions crowded everywhere and just a few steps away from the shoreline encapsulate the managerial boldness and construction essentially of the Caribbean. Here, everything is a game of transparency, and this crystalline sea is certain periods of the year is literally invaded by millions of sardines. We are just steps away from the shore, and this swarm of fish floats in chorus, taking on the most bizarre shapes with every movement. However, it is enough to move a few dozen meters away from the shore to witness a very special and ambitious project. These hollow spheres are almost 7 feet in height, are part of the Cayman Reef Ball Foundation, a futuristic project that helps to repopulate and regenerate the coral reef. They are called reef ball and are exactly giant, hollow, and perforated spheres that allow fish to find shelter and corals to proliferate. Perhaps the idea was suggested by this too, immersed for some years in the crystalline waters of 7 Mile Beach, and which, thanks to the particular climate conditions, are the guarantee of protection, is beginning to become covered with splendid corals. Grand Cayman is not big, and a couple of hours you can go all around, but it is by sea that the most exceptional encounters can be made. The catamaran leaves at 9 o'clock, heading north. Head straight for the edge of the North Sound Reef, about an hour away by sail. We are reaching Stingray City. As soon as you get away from the coast, the sea immediately changes color, and the horizon seems endless. Stingrays are right under the catamaran and swim on the surface of the water. They seem to be waiting for the boats. The fish approach, sway, and gently envelope each man. There are some guides who embrace them, let them observe closely, touch and photograph them. It may be a questionable sight, but we are in the open sea and not in a tank, and stingrays approach spontaneously and in absolute freedom. The dive site was born by chance, thanks to local fishermen who stopped here to clean their catch on their return. Stingrays, initially out of hunger, then out of cunning, associated the boats with food and have been returning ever since. It is fair to remember, however, that they are potentially dangerous animals because they have a poisonous sting on their tail. But in living memory, these fish have never hurt anyone here. Taking advantage of the favorable wind, we head straight for the reef, which appears ever closer to the horizon and which protects this magnificent stretch of water. The reef, along the mouth of North Sound, is certainly one of the favorite destinations for divers who venture down here. Its coral-covered cliffs and clear, warm water make the Cayman Islands one of the best places in the Caribbean for scuba diving. The clarity of the water, on many occasions, can reach up to 230 feet and normally never goes below 100 feet. Among such populous waters, a beautiful pair of butterfly fish finds it more suitable to seek shelter, while a clumsy boxfish shows off its skills on the sandy bottom. Legend has it that the pirates who infested the Caribbean hid their booty in these cold passages of the caves, and that even today, after centuries, their treasures may be buried here. This place should not be taken too seriously. But after all, you know, every Caribbean island hides its own treasure. The caves have tunnels that go outside. Here, the vegetation is disruptive, and you can walk for hundreds of feet before plunging back into the pitch darkness. This inaccessible place is called blowholes, a set of holes in the rocks, which from blows of seawater explode. Here, the sea loses its crystalline tranquility. The beaches are just a memory, and the horizon is always choppy. The violent waves that have been crashing on the coast for millennia have eroded the rocks from below and created numerous chasms that, when the waves hit, push the water towards the sky for 30 feet. It's called Rum Point, is located at the eastern end of the Gulf of North Sound, and is definitely the most attractive and colorful place in Grand Cayman. In this place, the famous rum of the Caribbean has nothing to do with it. Rum Point is a very special area, where the interaction between inhabitants and tourists finds its highest expression. Leisure, relaxation, and local food, all in one place. Under the watchful eye of this mammoth iguana decorated by local artists. This very calm stretch of water is perhaps the reason for the unconditional fame that Rum Point has obtained. However, Rum Point also experienced some small, unexpected events, as this table shows, which highlights the recent hurricanes that have passed through here. This pier is the access from the sea to Rum Point. From here, thousands of people make an obligatory stop after visiting Stingray City, or stop by private boats to enjoy a cheap local dish. But even under the pier moves a decisive world for the bay. Brain corals dot the sandy bottom, and hungry fish sway in hopes of some leftover food to eat. But it's still nature that makes this the ideal choice for a full day. There are bays, coves, secluded beaches. Overflowing with condos and satellite dishes, the capital Georgetown looks more like an urban area in North America than a sleepy town nestled in the Caribbean Sea. Cayman Islands have a reputation for being the largest tax haven on the planet, after the fifth largest financial center in the world, and are home to more than 600 banks. The economic system of the islands has long been under observation for fear of wrongdoing. A mix of tax-free jewelers and international banks. The first bank was opened in 1953, and in 60 years, the development of credit has been unparalleled in the world. In just 259 square kilometers, in Grand Cayman, in addition to banks, there are 1,000 insurance companies and about 10,000 companies protected by the regime of financial secrecy. Speculations aside, there are some advantages for everyone. Businesses accept the U.S. dollar, but the change will be given in colorful Cayman dollars. A few steps from the capital, there is a small bay, which has become the secret refuge of the Georgetown dockers. This is where they go during work breaks to find refreshment, away from tourists and worldliness. The land is basically rocky, but in the middle stretches a beautiful cove of golden sand and spectacular colors. The Cayman's vegetation is not lush, but it includes a great variety of species. Mahogany once abounded in these territories, but the trees have largely been cut down for secular speculation. Fauna is characterized at most by crawling creatures, lizards, a few non-poisonous snakes, and the most common animal, the iguana. It can be seen almost everywhere. It is loved and respected, and is in fact the main cause of car accidents on the island. This is the only intervention of man on nature, a sign indicating the place and the rules to be respected. Starfish Point is a white lagoon that stretches for 1,000 feet, where you can observe the largest concentration of starfish on the island. Starfish are numerous, and it's hard for the guides, who reached this place by boat, to enforce the ban on not taking them in hand. Starfish move slowly, letting the weak currents of the lagoon carry them. They spend most of their day searching for food, Their favorite prey are small crustaceans and mollusks, including urchins and mussels. With their strong legs, they are able to open the shell of even the most resistant shells and to eat them. There are many boats that stop here, an incessant coming and going, but respectful and guaranteed by the constant presence of local guides who intervene at every slightest transgression. Starfish Point is an enchanting place to wait for the end of a day, but in reality, it also contains the essence of the Cayman Islands, the real ones, far from capital and financial speculation, but close to that serenity that basically we all seek.